What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to a video of a kid. I think he's 20 years old, but to me, that's a kid still. Trying to do a prank robbery on YouTube and get shot and killed. But before we do that, I want to give you a word from Dizzle. I want to play the newest Dizzle ad we got. And let me get into it. Here we go. Tornado warnings and thunderstorm warnings.
Everybody talking about Dizzle new song. I got GS jumping on a Tuesday. Dizzle drunk gang deeper than the Wu-Tang. If you love it, then you better cuff your...
That's right, Dizzle. And that was Bishop the Dun Dada out of St. Louis, Missouri. Please go to the website, as you see, dizzlebrand.com. If you'd like to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur, Dizzle is a mixture of agave tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Just throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles, go to our locations on dizzlebrand.com. Click on one of the top three website links. I recommend Emilio's Beverage. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Below that is locations in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas. Number one state. Selling state for Dizzle. And the hats, t-shirts, hoodies, and more. Go to DizzleBrand.com. Click on merchandise store or go to Etsy.com. That's ETSY.com. Search for Dizzle Brand. Or go to Etsy.com/shop/Dizzle Brand. That's Etsy.com/shop/Dizzle Brand. All right, let's get into it. Kid tries to do a prank robbery on YouTube, and it doesn't go well.
YouTuber known for traveling to low-income black neighborhoods and doing pranks has been shot and killed. Police in Tennessee are investigating after a man was shot and killed Friday during a robbery prank for a YouTube video. Nashville police responded to the parking lot of an urban air indoor trampoline park around 9:25 p.m. When they arrived, David Starnes, 23 years old, was on the scene and admitted to shooting 20-year-old Timothy Wilkes.
Wow, youngin. 20 years old, in the hood, pulling pranks. Robbery pranks, bro? I mean,
And you know what? Before he goes any further, man, he doesn't look like nobody that should be definitely going. His first mistake was he should have been doing this in, like, non-hood areas. This was going to catch up with him eventually. And he's lucky that it didn't happen sooner. Let's keep it moving.
If you get away with it, then you are going to go viral. People are going to wonder if you're nuts, if you're crazy, if, like, what's going on with you.
Well, he is nuts. He is crazy because, you know, some of these kids do some of the dumbest things to get YouTube views. They can't just, apparently they can't just talk about a controversial topic or interesting topic and just create good content. Apparently they have to do something crazy, something outlandish, something beyond the norm to get those clicks, those likes, those views and subscribers. And I'll never want to have to go. I would never go to the realms of like having to do some bat shit crazy stuff just to try to get clicks and views. You know, as far as I'm probably going to go is cussing up a storm. Let's keep it moving.
Real. But there are those times like this one where stuff goes wrong.
Yep.
Witnesses told police that Timothy and a friend were participating in a prank robbery on YouTube when they approached a group of people, including David, with butcher knives.
Butcher knives.
David said he believed his life was in danger, so he pulled out his legal firearm and fired on Timothy, killing him.
Before we go any further, he's lucky somebody didn't pull out a legal firearm by now and kill him. And if a group of people roll up on me with butcher knives and I got a handgun on me, yes, it's coming out. I probably wouldn't have shot. I probably would have been like, all right, motherfucker, take a step further and you Swiss cheese. But, you know, even then, man, that's the thing. Like, how are you supposed to automatically know that it's a prank? Are you supposed to be a psychic? You're supposed to be a mind reader? Because I can tell you right now, nobody's a psychic and nobody's a mind reader. Nobody can read somebody's mind. That's horseshit. So you don't know somebody's intentions. They got a butcher knife. They just rolled up on you out of the blue. You don't know them from a can of paint. Yeah. Let's keep it moving.
As he should. Anybody who is approached by anyone with a butcher's knife and you're in a Kerry state and you have a gun, shoot them. Period. That's what the police would do. I seen this one guy. He was on top of a lady inside of in Baltimore. We did a video about it. This one dude was on.
Now, before he goes any further, I would have gave him ultimatum. Like, I would have pulled out the gun, let him know, don't take a step further. They would have took a step further with the butcher knife, then, yeah, that's it. Light him up. I mean, that's why, first of all, there's a saying, you don't bring a knife to a gunfight. And that's why you should probably always bring a gun, because nobody really fist fights no more. And it's like, you don't bring a knife to a knife fight. Well, you're just going to voluntarily just, let's just knife it out. Somebody's about to die if you knife it out. I could tell you that much. And it could possibly, the chances of you just surviving a knife fight is 50-50. The chances of you surviving somebody bringing a knife to a gunfight and you got the gun is pretty much 100%.
On top of a lady in Baltimore, and police was called about this incident. And when they saw him on top of the lady, apparently he was about to stab her. They shot him not once, not twice, but more than 10 times. They emptied a magazine on this guy until he stopped moving. And they say that they did that because they wanted to make sure that he was no longer a threat. So if this applies for the police, and this was in Baltimore, and apparently this guy was an activist, but on this particular day, he was an activist. He used to, wherever someone was shot in Baltimore, in the city of, in Baltimore City, he will go to that place that they were shot. And usually there's some teddy bears, flowers, old balloons or something like that in that space where the person was shot, because they would give them something just to, I guess, celebrate the life of the person who was killed right there. And
I hate to cut him off again. His story, before his story, we get far from his story that he told with the cops shooting somebody that was about to stab somebody. and let the clip. It makes me think of the incident where the girl was going to stab the other girl to death, and the cop shot the girl. And LeBron James thought that the girl should have been tased. Like, you know, anybody, like, LeBron James might know a lot about basketball, but he doesn't know a lot about common sense. He doesn't know a lot about street shit. He doesn't know a lot about just common knowledge shit. Like, when somebody is going to stab somebody with a knife, I could tell you right now, they're not going to stab you just once. They're going to stab you multiple times. 9 times out of 10, they're going to stab you multiple times. So this idea that somebody's supposed to just let somebody stab them multiple times, or somebody's supposed to, a cop's supposed to watch somebody stab somebody multiple times and then shoot them, or just tase them. Like, why they're still, like, you could still, that's the thing. Somebody, you could go to stab somebody, the cop could tase you, and you could still stab that person and stab them again. You could still get in 2 stabs while you're being tased. It can happen, you know, but if you shoot them, bam. I mean, they're pretty much going down. So, yeah, like, that's why there's a saying, you don't bring a knife to a gunfight. And you don't bring a knife to a knife fight either.
Would spray paint on whatever building in that area, no shoot zone. So he would try to get people to no longer, you know, commit these heinous crimes on one another. So he was actually an activist against violent crime in Baltimore. And there was no shoot zones spray painted all over Baltimore because a lot of people was getting shot and he was spray painting them. But on this particular day, he was on top of, I believe, what used to be his girlfriend. And he had a big old knife and it looked like he was about to do something bad to her. And he was shot more than 10 times by the police because he was still moving. And they wanted to make sure that he was no longer a threat.
He could still stab
her. If someone walks up to you and they have a knife and they're acting as if they are about to harm you with that knife, and you just so happen to have a gun and it's a legal gun, like they say, don't bring a knife to a gunfight. You shoot him, period. That's how they go.
To defend himself and his associates. Police say no one has been arrested. The investigation is ongoing. Yeah, I think they're going to take the black man down on this one, or is he gonna walk? I don't know, maybe I'm using the wrong word, walk, because like when you walk, it's almost like you're guilty, but you beat the case.
Yeah.
I don't think the guy is guilty.
Nope.
At all.
Nope.
He did what I would have done. Don't play with me like that. You know, don't come up on me with no knife.
Put your knife.
Under any circumstances. You're talking about robbery. If I get the drop on you, I'm gonna get you. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. So, this is really, really one of those type of cases where this guy died in vain.
He did. Play stupid games, collect your stupid prizes at the door. And this time, the door was heaven's door. That's what they say. You play stupid games, get stupid prizes. He played a stupid game. And it's highly unfortunate because this internet stuff is really enticing these young people to get out there and do the craziest things ever.
Just
for likes, follows, and retweets. Someone once asked me, somebody just now asked me again. They asked me a lot, actually, on Twitter, on Instagram, on my website, LFRfamily.com. They will reach out to me just to ask me, yo, what does LFR mean? It means likes, follows, and retweets, right? That's what it means. I used to have a podcast that's still out there. It's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Anchor. Free podcast I used to listen. I mean, I used to record all the time through my phone, and I'm about to get back to it because I had a bunch of enjoyment doing it. Hopefully you guys can check it out. But I'm certain that if anybody goes back and really dissect my podcast, I could potentially be canceled before I even get started. Yes, I have more than 850,000 subscribers, which is amazing, but I am just beginning in my journey. But I'm a truth seeker. Don't know if I'm a truth teller because truth is subjective. Because everybody got.
I like what he said because I'm definitely a truth seeker too. And I'm not one that subscribes to my truth, his truth, her truth. I'm all about the truth. Some truth is subjective. some truth, when you just got enough facts and evidence, the truth is just the truth. And as far as this situation goes, I pretty much heard all I need to hear. See, this is the thing. Like, yes, this kid was doing this for likes and views and a prank. First of all, he was doing it in the wrong neighborhoods where it was eventually going to catch up to him. He's luckily somebody didn't shoot him with an illegal gun. He luckily didn't do it with one of the dope boys, and they pull out the pistol and shoot him. He's lucky it lasted this long. And some of these people out here, like you said, doing crazy things for likes, clicks, views, and whatnot. And which is, it's a risk. It's dangerous. He paid the piper for it. I know that the parents are probably going to try to sue and file a lawsuit. I don't think that if they're looking for justice for this kid, you're not going to get it. You pull a butcher knife on somebody and nobody, like, we're not on a movie scene. You know, we're not on a movie scene. We're not on a television scene. Nobody knows that you're acting. Nobody knows your intent. You can't mind read intent. All I know is I see a butcher knife, I'm doing the same thing if I got something on me. And if I didn't have a gun on me, I would have ran. I would have ran, you know. And even if it was a prank and he would have chased me afterwards, if he'd have came at me with the, I would have, he better hope he would have came at me with a knife quick, like, because I would have tried to take it from him and kill him. Like, you can't possibly know the intentions of somebody pulling a weapon on you. Like, you, all you could do is assume that you pulled a weapon on me, that the intentions are bad. You know, this idea, this is like, when somebody pulls a weapon on you, the saying, expect the worst and hope for the best, is never truer than ever. And this kid, he played with fire, man. He got burnt. I don't feel no, like, sadness for this kid. Whatsoever, man. I feel no sadness for this kid whatsoever. Like, he played with fire. He got burnt. You don't pull a knife out on nobody, man. And you never know if somebody, you never know. Like, that's the thing. Like, you don't bring a knife to a gunfight, and you don't bring a knife to a knife fight either. You always bring a gun. Nobody's fighting fair anymore. And there's no such thing as a fair fight. Unless we're the same, that's why they got weight classes in boxing. Lightweights, featherweights, middleweights, heavyweights. There's no such thing. You know, like, I'm 5'4", a buck 50, maybe a buck 55. Me fighting somebody 6'2" something, that's not a fair fight, fist fight. I'm going to have to bring brass knuckles for it to be close to being fair. And then they're going to have to ante up it with a baseball bat or a crowbar or something. You know, it's like, there's never a fair fight. There's no such thing as fair. Like, I hate when I hear this thing, like, in war, talking about rules of engagement. That's some dumbass shit that we try to follow by for PR purposes. Just for PR purposes. But, yeah, man, you don't bring a knife to a gunfight. You don't bring a knife to a knife fight either. You always bring a gun. So, yeah, man, play with fire, you get burnt. There's no justice to be sought out here. No revenge to be sought out here. This kid, like, you know, he was walking on a live wire, man. He was walking on a live wire and he fell off. You don't pull a butcher knife on somebody. And the fact that he was doing it in predominantly black neighborhoods, hood neighborhoods, where it, I'm shocked. I'm so shocked it lasted this long. It lasted this long. I'll just stick to just cussing up a storm on camera for clicks, likes, and views. I'm not going to pull out a knife on somebody. You know, like, I have to be at the point of, like, it's like Armageddon times, and, you know, there's a famine going, like, a lack of food across America, and everybody got to pull knives on people to eat. You know, but even then, first I would go with pulling a knife on an animal. But I would never, like, I'm not, like, when we played pranks as a kid, like, we did things like tie your shoes together while you were sleeping, and that pissed off people. That pissed off the people to the point that they wanted to fight. Just, I remember we tied this dude Terrell's shoes together while he used to come over and play video games with us all the time. He was a manager at McDonald's. Friend of ours, and tied his shoes together. He was mad at us for a week. So, like, yeah, you pull a knife on somebody's a prank. What do you expect it to happen? If I could tie somebody's shoes together while they're sleeping and they could get mad for a week wanting to fight, damn near, you pull a butcher's knife, not even just a regular knife, you pull a butcher's knife on somebody, man. Like, butcher's knives are big as hell, man. So, yeah, that was, excuse my French, that was a stupid-ass cracker. So, once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast. And before I go, Willie D, yo, I like how Willie D explained. I need to start watching more of his content, reacting to more of his content. I like Willie D, OG from hip-hop, Ghetto Boys. Definitely found a niche. Found a new passion. And that's the thing, man. Hip-hop has always been a temporary solution and a temporary, like, avenue and moneymaker for most musicians in hip-hop. It's always been just, it's supposed to have been a gateway to open up other gateways. It's never, hip-hop, rapping is never supposed to have been looked at as longevity, not across the board. You know, because sounds get old after a while. The sounds change after a while. If you don't reinvent yourself, you typically fall off. There's not a lot of longevity in hip hop as far as maybe touring. There's longevity in touring, but there's no longevity in dropping singles and albums. Like, it's very rare that artists last a decade or longer. Very few artists last a decade or longer. Like the LL Cool J, as we like to call it. You know, J. Cole, Kendrick. But like, there's cats that were big on their decade that are starting to fizzle out now and whatnot. But once again, thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast. And we out.